100%, man. Well, it's good to see you, bro.
Good to see you, player.
What you been up to?
You know what I mean? Getting off the patio.
Okay. That's always a good step.
Yeah, yeah. Got married.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Thanks, man. You know what I'm saying?
Congrats, man.
2 months.
You having kids or what?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? If you make an accident, so what? You make a cake.
That's what it is now. You know what it is? I like when people have a kid on accident. So one of my good friends, we're not going to put him on a blast, but he had a kid on accident. And now he's like, yeah, it's a gift from God. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, bro, 9 months ago, you were like, fuck. And now you're like, hey, man, you're not really in love till you have kids. Yes, and I'm like, bro, this wasn't planned. You know?
Yes, sir.
But it's like you got to sell yourself on that.
You do.
You want to go out tonight? Oh, shit, man. I got the kid, man. Dude, they're a blessing, man. I got to tell you, man. Like,
yes.
It's like you sell yourself your own timeshare.
Damn. You're right.
But yeah, man. What's going on?
Not much.
You moving to Florida again or what?
We'll see what happens with
that. You ever think about going back to New York?
New York? I do think about it, you know. But right now, as a finalist for Indy's Funniest, and as a finalist for Indy's Funniest, you get all of this behind me. You know what I mean? They don't give you anything. But at the same time, I do got a brand deal with myself. No.
Yeah, dude. I've been torn, man. I went to Austin.
How was Austin?
I just don't know if I could live there, bro. Unless you have like a nice setup. Like if you just move there and get an apartment like downtown.
Yeah.
Like the comedy scene's cool. I don't know. Part of me just misses New York. Walking into a basement the other night. Downtown, this place called Tangerays. People are smoking down there. They got a band. We try to do a comedy show, but they only want live music. But just being in that basement with like the stone walls and stuff, you're like, dude, I miss just going down into New York into just a complete fire hazard and just being like, I'm going to tell these jokes.
Yeah.
And if there's a fire,
it's a wrap.
Yeah. But that, I just miss those like just the basement comedy type scene.
Walking in any weather to a show is also, you know what I mean? It's also walking through snow to get into the venue.
Like,
it's something about that.
It's dope, you know? Dude. It's like everyone's like, we're in here. It's snowing outside.
Yes.
I don't know, bro. I had this discussion the other day. This woman and her mom was talking about, her mom was like much older, and they were talking about how they like, the mom couldn't stand New York. Because her daughter had like a fourth floor walk up, started talking about how she was paying $4,000 a month. And the mom was like freaking out. And like, yeah, $4,000 a month is insane for rent. You tell it to anybody, they're like, what the fuck? You could have a $1 million house in the South. But hearing it and just being like, oh, if I was making 200 grand, I would justify paying 4 grand a month to live in New York easily.
Yeah.
Like if you got it. Where else are you just going to go walk and get, like, crazy food? Walk and get a haircut. Walk it, like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I had a car up there, too, so it was like, we could really just do whatever we want, but we found, like, it's best to just get into Manhattan and just walk. Like, coming up out of the steps to go to a show.
Yeah.
It's nothing like being a New York comic, dude.
No, it's not. You can't pay for it. It's a feeling.
Oh, you pay for it.
Yeah, you do.
You can't pay for it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. But it was, you know, you and I attested that, you know, you helped me get to New York and be a New York comic. You know, you're pivotal in that, and yeah, I appreciate you for that. Bro. Well, I mean, I was already flying back and forth from Florida to New York. You know what I mean?
Well, that was the thing. I met you at a show in Harlem.
Yep.
And, like, you and I were just, I'm like, dude, this guy's, like, he gets it.
For sure.
Like, that's the thing. When you meet people, it's like, they either get it or they don't.
Same.
And so I'm like, all right, I like this dude. We went on the train, and like,
yeah,
bro. It was just
we went to Dwayne Reed's, and then we got on the LRR.
Oh yeah, you gotta get some snacks.
You had to get some snacks, and then you were trying to be nice to this homeless dude and give him some of the snacks, but he dug in there with his hands, and you were like, "You can have the rest."
Oh shit, that was right. Yeah, whenever I'm like, dude, whenever I have I always try and help the homeless.
Yeah, this is true.
But if I have a really good show, and I'm in a great mood,
and you did
give the homeless whatever I got. Like, I'll break off a 20, bro. Like, if I have a really good set, bro, I'll make poor financial decisions because I'm like, oh, this is going to come back. Those 14 people saw what I did. I'll be at the Garden tomorrow.
Yes.
But, yeah, I remember that, dude. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, can I get some food? And I was like, yeah, man, here's some chips. And I went to go, like, pour them out, and he just put his hand straight in the bag, bro. And I was like, hey, man, enjoy the chips. Like, you know, we kept it moving. But yeah, that was a fun night, man. Like, that show was crazy, bro.
It was.
Because that joke doesn't really hit unless it's an all-black audience where I say, do you guys, everyone knows what gaiters are, right? White people wrestle them. Black people wear them as church shoes. Because they're like the gaiters, the pimp shoes.
Yes.
And the place went nuts. Yeah, I just missed the amount of jokes you can tell that are so like niche just for New York City. Subway, this, that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just endless.
Living in New York, and it's also different. You can fix a set in a day. You can do 5 mics in a day, and then by the end of it, you get to a show, it's like, this thing is tuned.
That's the other thing, bro. Yeah. I came up with a new bit the other day, like, just a tag onto this thing, and it worked, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And I'm like, bro, you haven't written, like, a crazy new piece. I've written a couple here,
for sure.
But... yeah, just the amount of material you can churn out in that city is unbelievable. And I think that's why, like, there's so much art comes out of there, is because everybody's just on this, like, frequency of, like, go, 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 create.
It's a lot of people, too. So you see, like, you don't feel like it's competition, but you're like, it's a lot of comics trying to do, you know what I mean? It's a lot, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I got to turn through and put a lot of work in, which is good, too, you know what I mean? It's a good thing. But you also can do a show anywhere in New York. You can do it in a hotel lobby. You can do that shit in a basement. You can do this shit somebody. It's New York. You can do a comedy anywhere.
Yeah, bro.
Anywhere.
We're about to change the Orlando scene, man. And when we do, I think you should come down here, bro.
For sure.
If you're not going to New York or Austin, bro, you should. You can't stay in Indiana, bro.
This is true.
You got to come.
Well, I'm doing my best in Indiana. And as Indiana's finals, as funniest finalists, final funniest, I'm running for president anyway. Now I'm running for president. But I think I have to. But I'll say this. The only thing I'll say about Indiana, it did give me this. It gave me the freedom to just say whatever the fuck I want. And just like, you know what? I went back to the basics of like knowing how to do stand up, being able to have done it in New York, done it in Florida, and then grown and be able to just say, okay, I'm going on no script. Here's what I think. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. That's what Florida kind of did to me, is I've been going up with this, like, sometimes I go up and I'm just like, I'm not even going to do my act. Mm. And you just really try and freestyle that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, it kind of gave you the freedom, because there is this thing, like, I have great shows here in Florida, but there's the some where it's like, oh, it's at a burger place.
Yes, thank you.
And you're just like, you know what? I got paid $30 already. The $30 hit my Cash App already. I'm doing 15 minutes here in front of people wiping barbecue sauce off their face. Yes. Bro, I don't give a fuck. I'll go up there and just be like, who is this guy? take it back to, like, who gives a shit, dude?
But you find great comedy there, though. You do find great comedy. This guy
wearing
a fucking,
who wears a visor anymore? You get everyone to shit on him. Yes. Yeah, fuck that guy. Just, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yes, it doesn't. But
I feel like it elevated me to like a new level of comic, to just be like, who gives a fuck?
Yes.
There's no having no pressure definitely molded it. And there's also been situations where you're like, oh, they shouldn't have done comedy here tonight. This is awful. Mm-hmm. But it makes you so comedy. Much stronger.
It does. It does. But that's the thing, though. You can sit there and like go above in some, and then it helps to build the comedian, having that freedom to go on stage and just, I'm gonna find something where there's nothing here, or I'm gonna, you know what I mean? It gives you a freedom and it gives you opportunity to grow. But then you also have the shows where it's like, all right, here's my 15. You know what I mean? Here's my 15.
Right.
You know, I'm not fucking around over here.
Yeah. I got caught in the trap for like a few months of like, I'm just going to do the same 15 over and over and over and over.
That's New York did that to me.
Yeah. But I was always creating in New York. Like, I'm like, dude, year three of comedy, I felt like I'm like, I don't run out of material. This is insane. And now I've had that same material for a while. Yeah, I don't know, man. We're trying to get a club here. And then we got some other stuff in the works as far as certain baseball stadiums around here.
Okay, okay.
We're going to try and rent out like the whole facility. Got a few sponsors. I don't want to say too much, but
fair enough.
Might have to run it back to Sarasota, Bradenton, do a couple clubs out there. I definitely want to have you on these shows, man.
Thank you, man.
Bro, I was thinking today, like, there's a whole, everyone is in, like, I don't know, the powers that be have everyone in this filing cabinet. So, like, if I see a certain sticker on a car and I pull up next to the person, I already have that person dialed in to whatever they're into. Yeah. It's crazy. And I'm not wrong either, because it's like this theory, this hypothesis.
Yes, yes.
What I'm trying to say. I almost said hypotenuse. That is something else, right?
That is something else.
Hypotenuse. That has to do with angles, right?
Yes. Yes.
See, I know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. I mean, we only went to school in Florida. Yeah, we went to public school in Florida.
We're trying, bro. Honestly, we're
doing our best. The fact that we could talk English right now. You're welcome.
The fact that these are somewhat coherent sentences is a huge step up from the Bradenton public education system.
I'm over.
Where were you at?
Dade in Broward County.
Oh God!
I went to Carroll City High School for ninth grade.
Carroll City.
People think I went to private school. These people are so stupid. They think I went to private school.
Because you have the black male wealthy mustache.
But
you look like a damn franchise manager. Who's that? You look like you got a Mr. Mosby vibe going. Sweet life head ass.
Yes.
Running shit.
Fuck it. Yeah. Like I own a franchise. Yeah. It's a Wendy's though. It's a Wendy's.
You're like, this fucking hot dog chain's been in my family since 1968, damn it. Like you're really slammed out on somebody.
Oh, with the shades, yeah, for sure. I could pull off anything.
Lil Paul X.
Yeah. Oh hell nah, never that. I mean, shouts out to Lil Nas S. We support you and your community. Nah, we support everybody. I didn't say we don't. I do, man. I like Lil Nas X. I listen to his music in the shower every day.
No, what was it?
I'm trying to go corporate, Sean. I'm trying to go corporate. That's how they do it. I'm trying to sell out.
I knew you had that Mr. Mosby mustache for a reason, bro.
That's just a go.
I'm trying to get in with the Hilton. I'm
trying to get in.
The Hilton's been eyeing me. It's between me and this other. It's like an audition.
Yeah. I tell you what, though. Let me ask you a question. Who you got winning the Super Bowl?
I haven't watched one preseason game.
Me either.
I'm unplugged, bro.
Me either.
I'm unplugged.
Me either.
Because you know why, Paul?
What's up? Talk to me.
Let's say your team wins.
Uh-huh.
Then what? Next year, it's the same shit. And that's when I realize they got you.
Damn.
I have no part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The amount Sean of people Matt. That play fantasy football is astounding.
It is. It is. It is.
Is it really that fun? Oh, what? But you don't understand, Paul. Whoever loses has to do 10 minutes of stand-up at an open mic.
I hate those comedians.
They're not comedians.
Right.
They're finance bros. That think it's like fun to just come bomb at a mic in front of their friends. Which it is pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's also a waste of time.
It's a waste of the real comedians.
This times. Is them. So yeah, dude, I was I'm only here because I lost my fantasy league. Yo, shut up, Tyler, bro. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do it. And they gotta like that's their tick, dude. It's all the same tick as they wrap themselves in the mic cord.
Yep.
And they think it's like gonna just somehow help them. You ever notice that? There's certain ticks on stage.
Facts.
I held my belt buckle for a while.
Like what made you do that?
which one of you is Fernando Valdez? Like, I would, like, that's how I'd hold my belt buckle. Like, I just push those stupid saloon doors that make no sense. Like, I was always about to ask where I was looking. Like, I was looking for somebody. What was your take?
That's hilarious.
You ever have one?
Sometimes I give myself one. Right now, it's putting my hand like this on the stool. Like, I just put my hand on the stool sometimes.
With the fingertips only?
Yeah, just these three right here, just yes. Like that. And just on the, and I'm just like, and I don't know why I'm doing it. I know I don't need to do it. But or looking down after a punchline, just looking down or whatever. That's another one, looking
like
down.
Like you're pacing. There is a cool look to pacing back and forth, looking down. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, because it looks mm-hmm. like you don't even need the audience there. Oof. You're just like a sociopath. I kind of like that vibe.
Damn.
I notice the more I move back and forth, the more loose I feel. Mm-hmm, like I can, mm-hmm. I feel like I could say whatever if I'm like moving.
Yeah.
Because the sniper can't. Can't track me.
Three fingers. You do any looking down? Any aha? Any punchline? And then any looking
down? Yeah, I'll talk to myself now. Like, that's the thing is, like, you have this internal dialogue, especially if you mm-hmm. know, like, what you're doing. Like, I'm going to do, mm-hmm. I'm doing 20 minutes. I'm going to do these four bits.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, and just, like, blend it. Maybe do 3 minutes of crowd work up top.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, I talked. Like, if I look down, I'm like, don't look down, you dumb fuck.
I see what you mean. I see what you
or, like.
They're expecting crowd work, like, now, I feel.
Yo.
Are they not?
It's crazy. It's so weird. Like, I had two really great sets in Austin. And then the third one, people were like. That was, like, the vibe. Like, when is he going to do crowd work? Because no one was doing crowd work. Boom. It was like the shotgun. Boom. Next, 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 next. And then I go up, do my 8 minutes. But the whole time, they were just kind of like, they would laugh at jokes. Of course, but it was like this, like, okay, cool joke. Now tell this guy he's fat. Like, that's what they want. Like, it's crazy. I'm like, oh, you guys. But I can feel that now where I'm like, oh, you guys just want me to bust someone up. Or if, like, the opener gets a big laugh, and then the second one kind of trails off. I'm like, all right, look at this dude here. Bring it, like, yeah, like, involving them. Like, they feel like, I left the house. Involve me in this set. Make it unique to me. So I feel like that's kind of been, like, but it's noticeable, right? I'm glad you noticed it. But I do it now because it's like they love it, dude. If you love crowd work, like, I'll do some crowd work.
I'm gonna
do my set.
Oh, for sure. I gotta do my set, but yeah. I'm gonna release a clip of me telling women shut up, because I didn't realize I did it so much when I'm trying to do my set and it's like a woman talking and I say shut up and the audience loves it. Like, I'm gonna release like a 1 minute clip.
Oh, of you that. Have the compilation yes. of it?
I have like three so far, and it's like they just but they wanna be a part of it. It's like, and they're even laughing. You know what I mean? I'm like, you didn't, it's cause you know what I mean? You wanna be in on it. I'm like, but shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to be on Star Search, bitch.
Yeah. Any heckler video I've ever had, well, I've only had the one good one. Mm. And it got like 2 million views.
Let's go.
This girl I was talking to sent me the clip. And she goes, I don't even have TikTok, but my friend just sent me this. And I'm like, that's crazy, dude, that, like, your friend saw it, sent it to you, and she didn't know that, like, you know me. So it's like, that's just a heckler video, bro. That's all people want. Crowd work and heckler videos.
I seen one of your other videos on YouTube, and I was like, this isn't your handle. And that shit had, like, 2-3 million on YouTube.
Bro.
And it's like.
I got jacked.
Yo.
Damn.
But the content's good. To be jacked, you know what I mean? But you still want to get the artist
it's
credit.
It's validation, but it's not like true validation.
It's not. It's empty. It's hollow.
Yeah.
It's hollow.
That's what a lot of this is. Like,
it is.
People just, I don't know. In 2023, I can't afford to be paid in exposure.
What's wrong with exposure?
Bro, we'll expose you.
Exposure.
Drive 3 hours. Look, 3 hours, $30? 6 hours round trip, dude. I got $30 for you. Like, damn, bro.
But sometimes it's worth it. For comedy, sometimes it's worth it. If I'm doing a set and it's $30, that's fine. Like, I drove 4 hours round trip for a hundo. You know what I mean?
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. But I'm not always getting that deal. Like, I drove.
But I'll take that 7 nights a week.
But then there was the 25 for four. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, but typically it's an average of 50. Indiana, I ain't gonna lie. Indiana do pay their comedians well. You get it.
That's the thing. They do. That's the thing, man. It's like,
they do.
I'm making money in Florida.
True enough.
And then, like, we're going to New Orleans next week.
Clean.
Baton Rouge.
Let's go.
You guys were a lot of fun. Thanks for coming out.
Let's go.
It's gonna be a week after.
For sure. Okay. Well, Lafayette, Indiana, thank y'all for coming out. Sold out crowd. It was amazing.
You were awesome. That drunk bitch in the front. Sorry we had to kick you out.
Unbelievable.
But hey, I warned you like 3 times. We didn't want to do it, but. Yeah. I went to Vermont.
And then, so, dog, that weekend was cold.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was in Danny's room trying to turn the heat on. And I knew it would have worked.
Nope.
But I was in that bitch like.
We had the space heater, though. We had a little floor heater for your ankles.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We would leave the oven open.
Yes.
That was some hood shit, dude.
Yeah. But see, I ain't know about the oven. I ain't know about the oven before.
Oh, see, we had the oven open at 425.
Yes.
Woo.
Heating. It worked.
Just ripping joints.
Yeah.
Heat on. Oven open.
Blazing.
Survive.
Just survive. Ordering takeout. I remember you got veggie pizza one time. Remember I used to make that ginger?
Bro, that saved my life. Your Dr. Sebi, bro. I didn't know I was living with Dr. Sebi. Yeah, dude, ginger, you just basically boil
ginger root
and lemons.
And lemon.
And dude, you put that in a tea. Oh, lungs clear. You know what we need to get on is the sea moss. I still have yet to get on the sea moss.
I'll find you a herbal place around here. Make sure you get some sea moss by the end of the week.
Trust me, bro.
Sea moss, you need some sea moss. There's a couple of other things you need to get. Sea moss is one of them. But yeah, man. But I'd be like, yo, man, trust me. Because I knew it was dirty as fuck on them trains, bro. We going into where the Ninja Turtles live, son. Shit's bad.
Dude, yeah, it was crazy. That's why I just started driving. The like mm-hmm. spots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm gonna pull up. Hopefully there's parking. There always was though.
Yeah.
Like I don't wanna blow up like New York spot. People are like scared to have a car in that city. You can actually like whip around and find parking.
You can.
Because everybody has that mentality of there's gonna be no parking. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, look at this, right up front.
Yeah. And the reason being is because all those motherfuckers, because by the time you're doing stand up at night, everybody's left and done doing work. Yeah, so parking's available.
Bro, I felt like I was in GTA 4 at night, bro, in New York, just having the car in the city with, like, no one on the road, just hitting, like, 100 over the bridge, just, like, movie type. I'm like, is this happen? I thought, like, you go into that, like, trip of, like, holy shit, everyone's an NPC. Like, I'm just, like, I'm in New York by myself. This is insane. But, yeah, the city clears out. Like, it's a city that never sleeps, which is kind of like a lie now. I feel like it's becoming more like ritzy, which means everything closes. Like, not everything, but it's like you can't go into like certain stores. You can't go into the bank. True. People think you can like,
bruh.
People think you can just bank at bruh. 3 a.m.
Yo, Sean, yo. So July, we was there, right?
Uh-huh.
Bruh. So you know how they have those vestibules with the ATMs, right? Right?
Oh, like on the corner?
No. But inside the like the banks where you gotta like
Yeah.
Bro, they lock them shits at after 11, bro. So I'm over there with no cash, and you know how New York is. Sometimes it's like it's cash only, it's New York. And
you
I
gotta have cash.
Couldn't get to an ATM, bro. Went home hungry. Couldn't get to an ATM, went home hungry. I just wanted Joe's pizza. They're like cash only. Couldn't get to an ATM.
Oh, the pizza spots, yeah. Fuck, dude.
Yeah. They fucking got me.
Yeah, because you can't just go into any restaurant at like 3 a.m. It's like only the shit that'll get you killed is open till 3 a.m., 2 a.m.
That's the bodegas north of 137. You'll never find me out there past 1 a.m.
Oh, bro, the amount of nights you would just hear like, yo, where's my $5, motherfucker? I'm like, oh, let me order takeout. Ooh, look. They're doing a special free delivery. Oh, he's 15 minutes away.
229 Moffitt. I remember a homeless.
Shout out. 229 Moffitt or 614
Wilson. 614 Wilson. Or 614 Wilson.
Bro, that's the other thing. It was a ghost building. It had two addresses.
Yeah.
One address, the bodega guy downstairs would get your mail. Mm-hmm. He's like, Sean Madden, this is your shit. Get your shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, man, mm-hmm. I'm over here, but I'm also here.
Yeah.
This is my house is on both streets.
Yep.
So the mailman would just drop your shit off. He's like, I don't know what the fuck. Just drop the shit anywhere you want. You never knew where anything was. 614
Wilson. I forgot 614 Wilson.
614 or 619.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what it was. It was two. Yeah. It was two addresses,
and
but
the
one
building
apartment
was never finished. Never. So like the apartment was fire.
It was bussing.
Except for no heat.
No heat.
But it was fire, dude. Like it was set up nice. This kind of reminds me of it a little bit.
Yeah.
With the tile backsplash. Oh. Okay. Like everything's upgraded a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a different layout.
Yeah.
But I was really like living in an RV. It was like bedroom, hallway, kitchen, living room, bedroom.
Yeah.
That was an RV. It was like a trailer in the sky.
It was.
Yeah, it was nuts, bro. Remember the crackhead printer shop?
Yes.
Like they would just throw.
Yes.
I don't know. Next to my building, there was just like an open garden or like a plot of land. Mm-hmm. And they would just launch printers and computers and just random shit. Like it was like a technology dump. And some of the shit, you're like, is that the original Mac? Yes. Like just launched into there, and then at night, like 2-3 a.m. you would just hear like and you look out and they're just like crackheads are just ripping apart printers.
Yes.
I forgot about that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
New York is just like a mind fuck.
It goes.
I still have videos of that. I'm gonna try to find it and put it up on the screen here. But yeah, just crackheads going through. Like, I don't know if they were trying to find like motherboards and microchips. They were going to make like a damn. They were going to go back in time to before they started. I'm going to go back to the day I took the first hit.
Yes.
Go back.
Motherfuckers more.
Change their life.
They'd be like, you know what? I would have went to this guy instead.
Yeah.
That'd been dope. Yeah, no, I remember that. I remember going.
What about weed instead?
Those cookies you used to get from downstairs. Remember them cookies?
Oh, hell yeah.
Them chocolate chip cookies? Jesus Christ. That shit would have made me a diabetic. Those cookies would have made me a diabetic,
bro. Bro, I used to eat those and just have like a sugar high.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my arms were pulsing and I was sitting there like this. And Danny's like, bro, you can't just go through packs of cookies. And I was like, dude, I'm like such a fat kid at heart. Like, I got to hit the gym every day.
Yeah.
Because I fucked up two Dunkin' Donuts today. Double chocolate frosted.
Nothing wrong with that.
Destroyed with a coffee.
Wait, two dozen?
No, just two.
Okay, all right, cool. There's nothing wrong with two donuts.
I'm like, I'm big, bro. I hit the gym. Yeah. Let me get two donuts. Yeah, and then I'm like, halfway through the second one, I'm like, you piece of shit. Like, such a fat thing to do.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you? I don't know. I don't think it is. If you can...
But every day? What if I did that every day?
If you did that every day, then you're going to lose a foot. So you're not doing that.
Yeah, but I'll get there. Like, I'll go 3 days no chocolate, and then I'll just have, like, one horrible day where I'm like, dang, I had cookies and a brownie.
But that's a day, though.
Chocolate just gets me, dog.
You good? You think Lizzo did it? We're talking about chocolate and brownies. Allegedly.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing. Amsterdam banana sex show.
What the fuck is that all about? Banana in the pussy?
They shoot it out. And, they like, you can eat it.
I'm good.
But that's what they, like, Lizzo said to her backup dancers. They were like, you got to eat the banana out of the vagina. Like, if you want to keep, being a backup dancer. And they were like, Lizzo forced us to eat the banana. And I'm like, dude, you guys haven't eaten fruit since like 2004. That's the only thing like that I was like, it's probably a lie because they don't eat fruit.
So I don't think they do.
I did that on stage like one time.
I don't think they eat fruit.
No, hell no.
But I don't know, Lizzo. I hope she didn't do it. I hope Lizzo's all right. And I hope by the time this airs, Lizzo's cleared of all charges. We do know Tory Lanez did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what do you get, 10 years?
I don't know. He just wasted his pandemic. How can you be famous and waste a pandemic, bro? And shoot a girl during the pandemic. Shoot at a girl.
People lost their mind in the pandemic, bro.
But you're famous. You already got your mind lost enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. Some people just shouldn't have money, bro.
Some people shouldn't have money. Shot that girl in the foot. I'm a big Megan Thee Stallion fan.
I'm a big fan of this woman that I don't even know her name.
I was a big, big fan of Lizzo till the allegations. So hopefully they're not true.
How big?
Pretty big, man. I was a huge fan of Lizzo's till the allegations. But I hope everything's all right, Lizzo, because I don't think that people should sue people all the time. It's a litigious society. You know how it's bullshit? Look at what's her name now. Look at Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish she's on the up and up. Just last year, she's what they called her, child pedophile thing with the you know what I mean? And then now she's on the up and up. Yes, with the video with her. Now she's on the up and up because it was a money run. That's the game, bro. It was a money run.
Yeah. That's the game, though, man. It's like.
It was a money run.
Up and downs. I
don't know. You think them aliens came down, though, for real, in Vegas? To shoot dice. That's how I know them aliens is black. They went to Vegas, nigga. Either black or Italian. They went to Vegas, nigga.
Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know, man. How come? And like, that's the thing. They're like, oh, they're so advanced, and I'm like, but if you think they were advanced, they'd like never crash. They're always like, the alien crashed. They either land in the woods, or they just like come in at like 100 miles an hour. And just in like a flaming wreckage into the sand. And then like the trucks go out there and they're like, we saw them. They were 3 feet tall. Big little heads. Big fucking eyes.
Men in Black explains it, bro. You just literally just did the first 10 minutes of Men in Black.
Yeah. Right. It's the same story every time.
It is.
I was like, what were they texting? Like, yeah, babe. I'm 3 galaxies over. And now you're just in a lab. There's like three white dudes looking at you with a fucking science coat on.
Oh shit. In Area 51.
Yeah. Yeah. The lights come on. You're just like, what the fuck? Me do me.
I think that's what a real government's at in Area 51. That's what a real government's at. That's what I think.
The real government's everywhere.
Nah, real government ain't everywhere. Like, you know, like they're not watching us. You know what I mean? Are they?
If they are, the new Florida Man merch is out. So if everyone at the NSA wants to cop a shirt, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Please, NSA, cop it. Please. Yeah. God damn it.
That's the thing. If I find out that 16 of the views are just like the Pentagon, I'd be like, damn. That would be crazy. All your viewership, you're reading ads for like nut shavers because the fucking entire government is watching you. 3.4 like million Department of Defense contractors are like, we're gonna see what this motherfucker's up to. Enemy number one. You're like, don't forget to subscribe. Fuck. Oh shit. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well, Sean. Good to see
you. Sorry we don't have more time, but it is what it is, man. We'll link up soon, bro. I'm gonna put a lot of shows on down here, and definitely want to have you on more. Do you have anything to plug? Do you have anything coming out? Or
you can look for. I'm gonna drop a comedy album. It's gonna be probably like an hour long. It's gonna be like, hey, they let me say it. So that's gonna be the title of the comedy album. Okay, they let me say it, and it'll be under comedian Paul P. That's going to be everywhere. We're looking at the end of September, everywhere. So,
Filming it too?
Not a special. Just so what I'm doing is, right, I'm just cutting like all, like a lot of my best, you know, my crowd work and all of that. And I'm just dropping it as an album. So I'm just cutting it and making it into audio files and then just dropping it as an album.
Oh shit. Yeah,
and that should be everywhere. So even on Instagram, when you look up music, if you look me up, it's gonna be out there. But you can actually go look up Live from Beach Grove. That's one album I drop. It's a set from Beach Grove that I did. Beach Grove. It was, you know, but that's it.
Okay, man.
Yeah, yeah. IG Paul P, check me out and like and subscribe. And thanks for having me, man.
Dude, absolutely, man. I'm glad we got to link up. I know we wanted to do it, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just flights were all messed up. And I think I flew out the next day anyway, but we made it happen, man. So yes. Appreciate it, bro. And yeah, if you guys like the show, leave a review. Follow Paul, man. I go way back with this dude back in New York, man. And it's always good to see you, man. Fun time.
So, for sure, man.
We'll see you guys next week. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
This show's not going to go well.